Over 63 active wildfires continue to burn here in Alberta, Canada. And in total for the year so far, remember, we're only in April of 2024 so far, there has been at least 173 active wildfires that have been extinguished. And according to a CTV news story that I read before coming on air today, that means all of those wildfires, according to this news story, were man-made, man-created. Not nature, man. So, according to CTV News, over 173 wildfires were extinguished so far in the year 2024. Again, it is April 25th when this podcast goes out. That's just mind-blowing, and at the same time, it's a little sad. Hello, everyone. This is J.R. Bjarnason. Welcome to the Midday Show with J.R. Bjarnason. It is me, myself, I. Glad to be here today, hanging out with you on Thursday. A round of applause for myself here, because this is 4 days in a row that we have been recording and producing this podcast, we being me and you, because you listen to the podcast. Without you, I'm just talking to myself, so thank you for being here, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, thank you for listening to it on YouTube if you're one of our 2,659 subscribers. So that means the world to me. It really does. So, normally, I would play the introduction of the podcast, but today we're just kicking it back old school. What I mean by that is I have you plugged into an MP3 player. I had this MP3 recorder now for at least 7.5 years, because when I started stand-up comedy, I wanted to do it right. If you didn't know this, I started comedy almost 7 years ago. And when I started comedy, I really researched on how to be a good comedian and, you know, practices that I should follow. And what do you know? One of the main practices is you must always record your sets. Even if you're just recording your sets on your phone, you don't need to record them for video. But the number one takeaway was record your sets, because when you record your sets, you're able to see what jokes are doing good, what jokes are clicking with the audience, what jokes aren't clicking with the audience. And I thought that was really, really cool. So I bought myself this MP3 recorder from London Drugs, and I've been using it ever since. Lately, we've been producing this show on my iPad 12. And it's just mind-blowing, just, you know, the technology we have where I can record this on an iPad, or I can record this on a little MP3 recorder, and then I can just upload it straight to you, the internet. And it's just really amazing is what it is. So I thought I would share with you a little bit of my process. I am looking forward to it, though. Coming up on Saturday, April 27th, I should be back in Edmonton performing at the 2024 Funny Fest Finals, where first place is $2,000, second place is, it's either $300 or $500, and third place is the most Canadian prize you can ever imagine, 24 cans of beer, which is pretty dangerous for me, because I'm not, I don't have a drinking problem, but I do, right? Like, I'm the type of guy that as soon as I start, I can't just have one. One becomes three, three becomes six, and then I will either slow down or keep going. So if I end up winning third place, I'll most likely share the beer with my fellow man. That way, I don't overdo it. Plus, it's going to depend, right? What kind of beer is it going to be, right? Is it going to be Lucky Beer, which is the cheapest beer you can get, I think, in Alberta anyway? Is it going to be Molson Canadian? Oh, if it's Molson Canadian, I will lose it. I love Molson Canadian. It's my favorite beer of all time. I remember when I was actually going to college, my favorite beer of all time was Alexander Keith's. Absolutely loved Alexander Keith's. But for some reason, when I turned 30, it just got really, really bitter. It was like a bitterness that I never felt before. Or I don't know if felt is the right word to use. It was a bitterness that I never tasted before. And then when I turned 30, all that kind of just, you know, happened. The bitterness showed up and it was just there. So we'll find out what kind of beer it is if I win third. And yeah, I already have plans for the money. Like, well, what would I do with $2,000? And this is how you know you're 33 years old. First of all, I would get my van. My wife drives our Toyota minivan. And it's got some cracks on the bottom of the windshield. I would first fix the windshield, which would be about $400. Get a new windshield for the van. The other thing I would do for the van is get it an oil change, see how its parts are running. Because one thing about owning a Toyota is the blower motor on our Toyota van has gone at least once every 2 years. And we've owned that van since 2017. And we've had to replace that blower motor at least, I think, 3 times in the 7 years we've owned it. Don't know why. Something about the blower motor just keeps going on our Toyota. So, yeah, it's going to be basically take care of the Toyota. And then after that, probably pay some bills. I'm a little behind in certain bills right now. I just paid off my cell phone bill, which I was grateful for that. Yeah, your boy doesn't make a lot of money, but who makes a lot of money? So, as always, today's podcast is brought to you by blindguycomedy.com business cards. If you're wanting to make your company stand out and be more accessible to the blind and visually impaired community, purchase yourself a 20-pack of Blind Guy Comedy personal braille business cards. All we do is have you send your business cards to us, and I will braille them with your company name and phone number. Then we send them back to you, all for just $20 for 21 business cards. I misread that. It's $16 Canadian for 21 braille business cards. Again, $16 Canadian for 21 braille business cards. Oh, I gotta remember to breathe when I'm looking at the promos. It's pretty weird being my own sponsor. Anyway, we are coming up to that 7 minute, almost at the 8 minute mark. Thank you so much for tuning in, and those wildfires, man. I definitely am keeping an ear out on my news feeds. I actually use Google as a news feed because here in Canada, I can't share with you the link on where you can go through my podcast because in Canada, they do not allow social media websites like Facebook to share news links because of some ungodly ruling that was passed a few months ago. So what I can tell you to do, though, is Google search CTV Morning or CTV Wildfires Alberta, April 24th, 2024. And once you Google that, you'll see all the news stories about the fact that we have 63 active wildfires. We have a wildfire in the Meadow Lake region. We have a wildfire in the Bagerville area of Alberta. And the fact that over 170 some wildfires have been extinguished in this year alone, 2024, and we're only in April. According to CTV, all of those wildfires were man-made. So it was man's fault. Here, you know, I was thinking maybe they'll blame, like, climate change, but I guess it's human change, human-caused. Human-changed. All right, approaching the 9 minute and 15 second mark, this is the Midday Show with J.R. Bjarnason. If you have a business inquiry or you're interested in sponsoring an episode, you can email us anytime over at blindguycomedy@gmail.com with the subject sponsorship. Again, that is blindguycomedy@gmail.com with the headline subject sponsorship. All right, I'm going to get going. Thank you. Thank you. And I've got to get this up to you guys. Enjoy your beautiful Thursday. Have a safe and wonderful Thursday. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you. I got to roll. I'll talk to you real soon. This is The Midday Show with J.R.B. Arnson. Thank you for listening.